Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. I'm Xiaolan. I want to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In today's episode, we are going to talk about heart. We have Laura Esnala. Laura is the Managing Director at Care.com Europe. Hi, Laura, 你好。
Hello, 你好。
Right, today we are going to talk about a very lovely word, heart, in Chinese. And the way we say heart is 心。
Xin.
Xin. Yes, and it's the first tone. And you know the character originally in the ancient form, that really looked like a symbol, the drawing, the hand drawing of a human heart. Mm-hmm. Since then, the shape of heart has evolved and now still looking a little bit like a heart if you use a little bit imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, I understand that you speak multiple languages in addition to English, German, Spanish, French. You also speak some Mandarin.
I do. I speak a little bit. 我会说一点汉语。
Right. 你会说一点汉语。You said you spoke a little bit of Mandarin, but actually from your accent, I can see that you are pretty advanced and lovely accent. Where did you learn your Chinese?
I learned it in Beijing. I didn't know much about the Chinese culture and language, so I went there to Beijing Language and Culture University,
mm-hmm.
and studied the language intensely for a semester, and
right.
fell in love with it.
Right, and then are you still using it often?
I do sometimes, mm-hmm. because I do some business in China, actually. We have a project there, and I get to go a few times a year, and absolutely love practicing it.
Yeah, and since you spent some time in China, I'm sure you also noticed that Chinese people use the character heart a lot in different contexts.
Absolutely, absolutely. I find Chinese people incredibly welcoming, and mm-hmm. they are very generous with your emotions.
Yeah.
Once you actually meet them and get invited into their homes, they're very emotional people in the best way possible. And the heart, everything comes from the heart.
Yep, everything comes from the heart. So 心 is the character for heart, and it's really common by combining other characters to make it more specific about the meaning. For example, if we want to say someone is very, very caring and someone is concerned a lot about things, we say 关心。
Guan xin.
Guan xin. And guan actually means to close the door. It means to close, to turn off something. Mm-hmm. Turn off the heart, which is quite opposite from guan xin, because guan xin means care a lot. And turn off the heart sounds like your heart stop working and then stop caring about something. And the meaning here is totally opposite. It's too concerned about something. Guan xin.
Guan xin.
Guan xin. And the character for guan is also interesting. It's actually like a horizontal door plank inside a character for door. So it means to close the real physical door. And in this case, guan is when you linked with xin, that means to care about. And another useful phrase we use is 细心。
细心。
Yeah, have you heard about 细心 before?
I have not heard about 细心.
Okay, 细心, that means very attentive. And 细 is the first character, is the fourth tone. So we go down, 细.
细.
Yeah, that means very thin, the tiny hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the tiny hair and a tiny heart, that means someone pays attention to tiny things. And that means someone very attentive. So I can say, 你好细心。Ni is you, hao is very.
Mm-hmm.
So ni hao xi xin is you are very attentive to details.
Ni hao xi xin.
Xi xin, that's it. And then if we combine another character, yong, together with heart, xin, mm-hmm. yong xin together, that means someone carefully prepared and organized things. So we say yong xin.
Yong xin.
Yong xin. So for example, you are the managing director of care.com. You put a lot of effort in running your work and your career. We can say 你好用心. You put a lot of heart and soul into your work. 你好用心.
你好 Yongxin.
Yeah. And then in your work, care.com, with millions of families having the care and the source from your platform, and we can say, yeah, people who are in this care nursing business, they need to be very 细心 and they need to be very 用心, which is slightly different. 细心, that means very attentive to details, and 用心 means really working hard to make something happen. And of course, the fundamental philosophy behind it is because they 关心, they care about their families.
That is absolutely beautiful and very true. You need all of those components to take care of your loved ones.
That's right.
Attentive to detail, work hard, and actually have people in your heart. For the reason why you take care of your loved ones is because it comes from within. Right?
Exactly. And then also in your business, the platform you have, you really search for people not only have the skills, they also need to have a compassion. And the way to say compassion in Chinese is 爱心.
爱心.
爱心, 爱 is love. Mm-hmm. So a loving heart, it's compassion. 爱心. And then we can say, hi Laura, 你很有爱心, you have a lot of compassion. 很有 is very much have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 你很有爱心.
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 你很有爱心. I see.
That's right. And then in the caring business, we also know, because some of the customers or some of the people being cared, they might be ill and they might be elderly and they need to be treated with care. So in this case, we need to be very careful. The way to say very careful in Chinese is 小心.
小心.
小心. 小 means small. And 心 is heart. So 小心, small heart, that means to be very careful. So it's amazing that a single character heart in Chinese, we can actually, by adding a lot of different words in front, and then we can really form a very beautiful description of care.com. In your business, millions of families, they manage to obtain the cares for their loved ones and the family members.
That is magical, I would say.
Yeah.
That you can summarize all of that within the character heart.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's recap. The way to say heart in Chinese is 心.
心.
That's right. And care.com, people who are on your platform to provide the care, they have the quality of 细心.
Mm-hmm. 细心.
细心. And mm-hmm. then they also work very hard, therefore they are very 用心.
用心.
用心. And then they are the people full of compassion, 爱心.
爱心.
That's right. Great. Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Laura.
再见, 谢谢.
谢谢.